Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we'll be talking about no pretense. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 16, 21 through 18, verse 27, Psalm 18, 37 through 42, Proverbs 4, 10 through 13, and Matthew 23, 23 through 39. Again, we're going to be talking about no pretense. Our focal passage is going to come from Matthew 23:27, which says, "You are like the whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and everything impure." The Pharisees in Jesus' day specialized in looking good. Sin was defined by them in terms of visible transgressions, and as long as they did nothing to violate the standards which they so carefully defined, they regarded themselves as being free from sin. And there could be little doubt about it, they were good performers. Their level of disciplined conformity to external expectations was very high. They impressed many by their performance, but there was someone who failed to be impressed, and that was Jesus. He told them that they were nothing more than whitewashed tombs and called them blind guides in Matthew 15, verse 14. In his rebuke to the Pharisees, our Lord established a principle that must guide us in our effort to become the people that he wants us to be, and the principle is this: there must be no pretense. Christ's teaching seems to be what we can't make it as his followers unless we are willing to take an honest and straightforward look at what's going on beneath the surface of our lives. To take an honest and look honestly at those parts of our being which we would rather not know about is not, as some would have it, a sign of morbid introspection, but a sign of healthy spirituality. Always remember, our Lord reserved his harshest criticism for those, like the Pharisees, made pretense and denial into a trademark. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. Help us not to wiggle and squirm when it comes to looking at our own lives. Love me enough to overcome all of my resistances, all of my antipathies, and all of my fears. For we don't just want to be a better person, we want to be a whole person. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Colossians 2, 1 through 20, Isaiah 1, 11 through 17, and Galatians 4, 10, and keep these two questions in mind. What did Paul bring to the Colossians' attention? And two, how similar was it to Isaiah's word centuries before? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.